Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Some of the most famous photographs of the last half century were taken by one man, photojournalist Harry Benson. His photographs have appeared in all of the major magazines and newspapers. The 87-year-old Scottish-born photographer was there when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, when Richard Nixon resigned, and when the Beatles stormed America. He's photographed all of the presidents since Eisenhower, although his only photo of Donald Trump was taken years ago in Atlantic City. Few celebrities have escaped his lens. The multi-award-winning photojournalist is being honored here this week when he's inducted into the International Photography Hall of Fame and Museum with several other renowned photographers. I spoke with Harry Benson yesterday and congratulated him on his Hall of Fame induction and his many other honors.
You know, it's a thank you. It's, I mean, it brings back memories. I mean, because when I started, I wasn't thinking of any awards or any kudos. I was basically hoping, Don, to stay on the payroll at the end of the week.
I think that's something all of us are trying to do most of the time.
You know what I mean? Just have a job.
Absolutely. You know, I was struck in getting ready for this interview. I just finished a book called Shooting Lincoln. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I think I have heard about it, yes.
It's about Alexander Gardner, a fellow Scotsman who was active during the Civil War period. Matthew Brady gets all the credit for these great Civil War photographs, but Gardner, your landsman, took most of the pictures.
Terrible. But these things happen, you know.
Do you run into anything like that these days with the Internet? I mean, a lot of your material is out there for anybody to download and do anything they want with it.
You know, I'm seeing it all the time now. And, you know, I don't like people that sue other people or something. You know, I would rather just talk about it in a, you know, in a civilized way. That if you don't use it, I'm going to blow your brains out.
That should get their attention. No question about that. You know, going through so many of your photographs, not all of them, of course, I was struck at how many of them I remember so very, very vividly about the time they were taken. But I have to be perfectly honest with you. I had no idea who took those pictures. I mean, you're almost, in a sense, anonymous to people like me. The photograph, yes, but who the heck took that picture? Is that a concern of yours, a problem? Do you worry about that? Does it make any difference to you?
No, it doesn't make any difference to me, really. I mean, I took them, and I'm getting a lot of credit right now, you know, Don. You know, and that's fine.
Well, you should, again, because they're iconic. I think of the classic picture of Richard Nixon resigning with his wife and his daughter there, just an absolute shock. And, of course, the Bobby Kennedy assassination photographs, they're all etched and burned so much into our memories. The Beatles pillow fight and some of the other pictures you took of these folks. I mean, this is real Americana.
Well, the thing about it was, Don, I wanted to, what do you call it, in my life, I would do any story that came up. I wasn't chooses, which meant, you know, it could have been the Beatles one day, but the next day I could be at the White House, or a traffic accident, or somebody that won a prize for writing a book, or I would do anything at all.
It doesn't hurt to be a little bit lucky either, and I mean that in one sense of the word, with regard to the Bobby Kennedy assassination. I mean, that obviously was an unplanned event, and yet here you were with your camera rolling.
Well, this is it. I'll tell you, and the Bobby Kennedy, I wasn't going to go that night because I knew Bobby had won. I was covering the campaign. Anyway, I went and I tried to leave one way, the way I came in to the hall. And no, I said, I'll follow Bobby out. And then I'm not far behind him. A girl screamed. I knew what it was. I said, this is it. And Bobby was just sliding slowly to the floor. Then all panic, screaming. If the screaming was, it was terrible, but I said to myself, I can't mess up today. This is it. I've got to come through, because people were hitting me, and then I got thrown off a hot plate thing. You know, the places they heat the plates.
Yeah.
By a guy called Jesse Unruh, who was chief of the Democratic Party in Los Angeles. And while I was on the floor, I took the film out of my cameras and put it in my sock. Now, you do that because if a policeman comes to you with a gun and asks for your film, you give it to him. I mean, I want to photograph for Life magazine. I don't want to die for it. But this is what you learn to do. But while I was down there, I realized other people were shot around me. And then Ethel screamed. I mean, it's not three cheers for photographers, you know, in these situations. But I said to myself, it's history. I've got to do it. And with the likes of Ethel and the Kennedys, Kerry Kennedy, to this day, is one of my good friends. And I have dinner with Ethel Kennedy at least once a year in Palm Beach. And they know exactly who I am. But it was a terrible night. I liked Bobby a lot. And I liked Nixon a lot, too. In my business, you're inclined to be... of people that made your job easier, you're inclined to like them, you know, didn't get in your way.
How do you separate yourself, though? And with these moments that you know are historic, and I'm thinking here of Kennedy and Nixon, how do you divorce yourself from that part of it in order to do your job?
I tell you something, Don. It's very hard to live with yourself when you don't do it. Yeah. Because somebody asked me when I was talking once, and do I like on Bobby's assassination? And they said, do you have nightmares about this?
Yeah.
And I did say I wake up at night and I can go through all the events. But I said I would have nightmares if I hadn't have done it, meaning it was something I had to gut up and do it because it's something that is out of your hand. You've got to, if you're going to cover something, you've got to do it the best you can. You've got to photograph what you see, and what you see should inform. You know, it's what I signed on for. And I must say, I would be very distressed if I hadn't have done these pictures. I mean, I was not a peddler of gloom there. I mean, I photographed Michael Jackson and the Beatles and the Stones. And as I said, Donna, photograph anything. But basically, you want to put your camera in an interesting position. That's what's interesting about a photograph is you might not have seen it before. This is why I don't like studio pictures in a studio, like fashion pictures in a studio. It's not really photography. It's not moments. It's a photographer creating something with a girl in a pretty dress and they use the same lighting all the time. It's not a glimpse and gone forever. They could go back a year from after they've taken it and improved on it.
And do the same thing all over again. A couple of things come to mind with the things you've just said. I'll just say this in passing. Your picture of Dolly Parton, I think, is just absolutely fantastic. I love that. What a wonderful picture that is. But you talk about putting yourself in the right position. There was a story about you shooting Frank Sinatra. You went up on stage to shoot him while he was performing.
Yes.
Most people know that Frank Sinatra was not an easy guy to get along with, and yet you had the moxie to go up and do that. Tell that story.
No, it was Santa Fe. I wasn't getting good pictures, but then I could see he was in a good mood, and I jumped on the stage. I started taking pictures. And he kind of laughingly said to me, you're taking a chance. And on the way off, he tapped me on the shoulder. You know, I know his reputation, but, you know, I wanted a different photograph done. And that's what you're looking for. And sometimes you've just got to hold your breath and hope for the best. With Nixon resigning, I moved my spot of where I was. And I knew I wanted to get Pat Nixon in the picture because I knew she was emotional. I knew she, because of what he was going, him resigning, was very emotional for her. Because I worked a lot with President Nixon.
That face of Pat Nixon in your photograph is just so striking. You can see all of the emotion in that one still photograph, no question about it.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about the Beatles, because I know a lot of people certainly remember those photographs. You spent some time with them, didn't you? How did you get access to spending so much time with the Beatles?
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to do the story to begin with. I was going to Africa to do a thing on a year after the Freedom Uhuru in Kenya, Uganda, Tanganyika, these places. And then I got a call late at night to say, we'd like you to go to Paris to photograph the Beatles. They're going to be there for a few days. And I explained, I'm all ready to go, and I've got all my shots, everything packed. And they said, all right, hung up. I said, well, I've cleared that. But then the phone goes again about 5 minutes later, and the voice says, the editor said you're going to Paris. Finished that with the Beatles. I mean, I knew who they were, but it was in Paris that they broke out. And I tell you, Don, when I heard the music, you know, All My Love and that stuff, I said to myself, I'm on the right story. Because I went to Paris, and it was a music story. In about 2 days' time, it became a news story, meaning the Beatles were hitting the charts all over the world. And it also meant in about 2 weeks after that, I was coming to America, and I never went back.
Well, you spent some time with them in I guess it was 64 when they made that famous tour, the Ed Sullivan Show and events like that?
That's right, the Ed Sullivan. In fact, the pillow fight was taken on the night they were told were on the Ed Sullivan Show. And they were in a good mood.
Obviously they were. How do you maintain trust with people like that? I mean, you have access, they don't know you, you're kind of a stranger. But you've got to be there to get those pictures, those candid kinds of shots, and act like you're not there, and yet, you know, have them kind of forget that you are there. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, but they like the idea of a camera. People don't want to pass this way unnoticed, Don. And sure, I'm as nice as can be, and I don't leave a situation if it's going well. I'll push it to where I think I've got what I want or something different. Also, I could be carrying a Life magazine in my back pocket or a Daily Express. It doesn't do you any harm of who you're from.
True.
You know what I mean? And that, and so I use that. I use everything to get a good photograph. Not that I'm there to debunk or to. I'm just there for good pictures. I don't want to hurt people, you know?
Mm. You've shot all the presidents. I know you've never photographed Donald Trump in the White House, but did take a picture of him in Atlantic City some years ago.
Yes, I've photographed maybe over 40 years.
Do you think you're going to get to do Mr. Trump in the White House?
I don't care. I've got all I want of a
I think this could turn into a political conversation. I'm going to take it away.
No, I don't have 40 years. I've photographed him with his three wives, and everyone I've had on a bed.
Oh, really?
Right. It's okay. So, I mean, I've had enough of them, you know.
Speaking of wives, you spent some time with Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan, a wonderful picture of them dancing. And I just wonder, again, this is this issue of trust and them confident, you know, that you're going to do the right thing. She was very protective of her husband. Did that come into it at all?
But she was very good. she always dismissed the White House photographer when I was taking pictures, meaning my pictures weren't going to appear on the AP or Reuters. I was going to have these to myself. And that was a big thing. Ronald Reagan did the Nancy. So did Nixon, which meant the pictures were mine. But I will say this, and this is really self-serving. The pictures of the Reagan dancing, you know, that saved Vanity Fair. I mean, this is documented. Cy Newhouse of Condé Nast was going to fold it, and Tina Brown, the editor, pleaded with him to give this cover a chance, and the cover did well, saved it. But, I mean, that's self-serving, but why not, you know?
Why not? You deserve it. You've been at it a long time, and you've done a lot of wonderful things. I hate to ask this question because I'll bet everyone does ask it, but I'll ask it anyway. And that is, out of all the thousands and thousands of photos that you've taken, is there one that you like the most?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I like the Beatles having a pillow fight because it was all the happiness there and who they were, and I was coming to America. But I would think my favorite was Bobby Fischer being kissed by a horse.
Well, that surprises me a little bit.
Well, because nobody loved him, and he was a tragic case, you know, and it was a touching moment.
Well, if a horse loves you, I guess you have to feel that everybody must love you or should love you, right?
Say that to my wife, Nona.
Is there anyone you've always wanted to photograph but were never able to?
Well, up till a few months ago, I would like to photograph Putin, but not now. He's a thug. Not now. The one I like is Angela Merkel.
Uh-huh. What about her? You find attractive?
Well, she brings in all the refugees and gets on to the Hungarians and the Poles for not doing their share. I think that she is the strong woman man of Europe. I think she's very interesting.
Well, Harry Benson, our time is up. I've certainly enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you have thousands more photographs ahead of you, because any that I've seen have just been remarkable, and congratulations once again on the honor that you're receiving here in St. Louis.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Photojournalist Harry Benson. He'll be inducted into the International Photography Hall of Fame and Museum here on Friday. And by the way, there is a documentary on Harry Benson and his work on Netflix titled Shoot First. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.